Somebody else has spoken, I'm late.
Ms. Glasson, you care to do the prayer, please?
Are you?
Would you do the invocation?
Oh, yes.
Is it on?
We're ready, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Holy wise and wonderful.
Hold on, Ms.
Again, we are here to work on the business of the county for the population of Dufferin County. We thank you for health and strength and for allowing us to get here. And most of all, to have clear minds when we have to work things through for the betterment of the citizens here in Dufferin County. We thank you for safe travel to arrive and also for returning home. And most of all, a clear mind on what we have to do for the betterment of Dufferin County. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Okay. Amen. We got ahead of ourselves a little bit, but we did have the invocation by Mr. Glasson. Today is the 18th day of May, Monday, 2020. And this is the Dufferin County Commissioner meeting. I will open the meeting up at this time. At this time, I'd like for everybody to stand and we do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Glasson, for the invocation. Welcome everybody here. Thanks for coming. Those of you that are here, we continue on with our business on the agenda. First thing up is the consent agenda. Has everybody reviewed it? Do you have anything to add to it?
I do not.
I'm fine.
Ms. Glasson, you have anything to add? All right. She do not. Can I get a motion, please?
Second.
I've got a motion to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, Mr. Davis, do we have any public comments?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to add at this time.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Branson. Okay, first up is Ms. Elizabeth Stalls. Is she here? Come in, please.
Hello.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight to request to call two public hearings related to the 2020 Community Development Block Grant Neighborhood Revitalization Application for Dufferin County. We'll go over more details at the first public hearing for public and the board, but basically it is a housing-centric program provided through the Housing and Urban Development Federal Program, and we're organized through NC Commerce, and we're doing an application to use up to $750,000 in Dufferin County for housing-related projects. The public hearing dates I'm requesting are on June 1st and July 20th.
Second.
Okay. Okay, at this time, I've got a motion, second, to schedule a public hearing for June the 1st, 2020, and another for July 20th, 2020, regarding the 2020 Community Development Block Grant Neighborhood Revitalization Program to be held during a regularly scheduled Board of Commissioners meeting in the Dufferin County located here in this office. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Stahl. Okay, Mr. McMahon, she here?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The first thing I have on the agenda is to request adoption of the proclamation declaring the week of May 17th to the 22nd EMS week in Duplin County. Mr. Chairman, I'll read it if you so wish me to do so.
Okay, let me get a motion first, Mr. McMahon.
So moved.
Okay, we've got a motion and second to adopt the proclamation of the Board of County Commissioners of Duplin County, and that is to adopt the week of May 18th, 2020, through May 23rd, 2020, as Emergency Medical Services Week, and allow the chairman to sign the proclamation. Would you go ahead and read it, please?
Yes, sir. Whereas Duplin County's Emergency Medical Services is essential service, and whereas the members of the Duplin County Emergency Medical Services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and whereas access to quality emergency care in Duplin County dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illnesses or injury, and whereas Duplin County's emergency medical service system consists of physicians, nurses, emergency technicians, paramedics, firefighters, educators, telecommunicators, medical volunteers, and others, and whereas the members of Duplin County Emergency Medical Services team engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance life-saving skills, and whereas American General and Duplin County residents workers and visitors benefit daily from the knowledge and skills of these highly trained individuals, and whereas it is appropriate for Duplin County Board of Commissioners to join with other government bodies across the United States in setting aside the week of May 18th, 23rd, 2020 in recognition of the value and accomplishments of emergency medical services provided by designating Emergency Medical Services Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Duplin County Commissioners that the week of May 18th through May 23rd, 2020 is proclaimed as Emergency Medical Services Week.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, the motion is on the floor. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. In reference to that, I'd like to say, Mr. McMahon, that you and your colleagues that represent first responders, you're doing an outstanding job for the citizens of Duplin County, and we appreciate what you all are doing. Yeah, you don't get recognition too often, but we'd like to recommend you now.
Thank you.
Okay, go with your next.
Second thing on the agenda is to request a contract or enter into a contract with G&G Builders for the construction of the Medic 3 EMS station. This contract can be reviewed by our county attorney.
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion and second to approve the contract between Duplin County and C&G Builders of Wendell Incorporated, and authorize the chairman to sign. Any discussion?
I got one question. This money, the $528,000, that's part of that is a grant through the Tobacco Trust or Golden Leaf. Am I right?
$400,000 of it. Yes, sir, Commissioner Garner.
Okay. Last meeting
and at the last meeting, we approved $120,000 additional dollars to go with the $400,000 for the total amount of that $528,000.
Yes, sir.
That came in by cap. Any further questions?
No, I'm good. No, I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking in general.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. McMahon. Okay, Mr. George Future. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
Ms. Shields and I appeared before you tonight to request an approval of a professional services agreement with the Parish and Partners of NC. Parish and Partners is a professional consulting firm, planning consultant, and the Airport Commission and the Economic Development Commission have both agreed to combine efforts, if you will, in some of our planning functions at the airport and for the adjacent air park. there at the airport. The airport has received a $200,000 grant. It's an I-10 grant to update our master plan and our airport layout plan, which is required for all the development that we do. And as you well know, we're in the process of working with the Economic Development Commission to develop the airport. We're very excited about that. And so that both boards have agreed that it would be beneficial to the county for both of us to choose the same consultant to work together, just since the properties are joined. So that's what we're here to do. Both the Shields and I interviewed Parish and Partners after a selection procedure. We went through the qualifications-based selection procedure required by North Carolina General Statute or the Benny Brooks Act, and we selected Parish and Partners to come in for an interview. We did that. We carried it back to our respective boards. Both boards approved it. We bring it to you tonight. The county attorney has reviewed it and made a few minor changes to the contract and has approved it, and so we submit this to you tonight for your approval.
I move. Second.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. It's approved to approve the agreement for professional services between Duplin County and Parish and Partners of North Carolina PLLC to undertake a master plan at the airport layout and update, and authorize the chairman to sign the same. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, Ms. Angel Venesi.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I come before you today to ask for acceptance of a funding that we're receiving through the CARES Act that was just recently approved. We're scheduled to get $230,149, and that's going to help us for operations costs from January the 20th of this year until it's expended.
This is a grant?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Because it's 100% federal dollar, no state or local match. Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the anticipated funding provided through the Coronavirus Act, Relief and Economic Security or CARES Act for the Duplin County Public Transportation Department. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, could I add to that motion and allow the chairman to sign the grant agreement via DocuSign?
He wants to allow the chairman to sign the agreement through the doctor sign.
Thank you.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Tracy Simmons, good evening.
Let's go ahead.
So, wanted to come for you guys tonight and ask for approval to develop four fee schedules for telehealth and telephonic offices at the health department, so we can still provide primary care and other services via telephonic or through telehealth. So, North Carolina Medicaid, in partnership with DHHS, Division of Mental Health, and DBSA, temporarily modified the telemedicine, telepsychiatry clinical coverage back the 1st of May, well, through March, April, and then they made a revision on May 2nd. So we would like to bring before you guys tonight a fee schedule that is attached, three are for Medicaid, and the other one, three are for Medicaid and Blue Cross Blue Shield, and then the fourth one is for Medicare services.
So move.
So we've got a motion to approve the Duplin County Health Department fee approval recommendations to include 99441, 99442, 99443, and G2012 to be used during our response to the COVID-19 pandemic to provide telephonic evaluation and management for primary care services. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Motion carried.
Good thing. Two.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Tracy Chestnut, please.
Good evening. Mr. Chairman, members on the board, I have a request before you to designate myself the finance officer as primary agent and the county manager as secondary agent and authorize the finance officer and county manager to execute the state disaster assistance agreement on behalf of Duplin County. And this is required paperwork for us to be able to file with the federal and state government to receive reimbursement from FEMA for public assistance for the pandemic.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to adopt the resolution designation of applicant's agent to designate Ms. Tracy Chestnut, finance officer, and the primary agent as the primary agent, and Mr. Davis H. Brinson, county manager, as the secondary agent to execute the state disaster assistance agreement on behalf of Duplin County and authorize the chairman to sign the same. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'd like to appear before you now to present my manager's recommended budget for fiscal year 2021. I think each of you were given this PowerPoint presentation in a hard copy form at your desk. I'll just go through it briefly. This is the same information that each of you were given in your budget meetings with myself, Ms. Chestnut, and Assistant County Manager Futrell. My general fund recommended budget for revenues is $58,832,764. For expenditures is $59,752,311. The highlights of the budget that we will go into greater detail tomorrow at our work session on our capital that I'm recommended to be purchased by the county this year is $900,391. There's also increases in the budget for our employer contribution to our employee retirement accounts, increase in employee insurance, health insurance, which we're going with the North Carolina Health Insurance pool this year, window replacements at the Department of Social Services, and our sales tax revenues for the upcoming year are uncertain. These are just some of the things that we'll be discussing tomorrow at our budget workshop. The next page shows our special revenue funds, our E911 fund. The budget for that this year is $425,970. School capital, $3,121,072. The Register of Deeds Reserve Fund for the Automation Enhancement Preservation Fund is $19,000. Property Reevaluation Fund, $305,889. Our Debt Service Fund, $4,630,860. Insurance fund, that's for employee health insurance, $6,654,354. Budget highlights in the special revenue fund, capital $211,230. The majority of that going to our E911 communications department. Increase in employee insurance costs and special revenue funds as well. The next page shows the enterprise fund. Our water department, fund 61, the budget is $3,128,248. The debt service for our water system, $1,092,288. For our public transportation department, the budget is $1,046,278. The airport budget, $862,245. Our solid waste department, $3,883,483. Budget highlights, I am requesting that the board allow us to purchase $314,722 in capital for the enterprise fund. There's also an increase in employee insurance costs in the enterprise funds and an increase in retirement. There again, that's the employer contribution to the employee retirement fund. So unless there's any questions that I would like to ask me at this time, I would ask that we meet here again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to discuss the fiscal year 2021 budget.
I've got something at 9 o'clock. Is there any way you can push that back to like 10?
I'm fine with that at the board. The other members of the board are okay.
What time?
Commissioner Ladson, is 10 o'clock tomorrow morning okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Edwards is fine with you.
I'm like, yeah, I'm with
you.
10 o'clock.
Okay, is that it, Mr. Davis?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything further at this time.
Okay, we're still going in closed session, Steve.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we need a closed session for legal matters.
All right, we leave open, we're going to close the meeting.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion to go out of open session into closed session. Those papers aye?
Aye.
Motion carried. At this time, we'll be going out of closed session and to, out of open session into closed session. Close the door. Okay, at this time, we're out of closed session, back in the open session. For clarification purposes, I would like to say that I entertained the public comments early, I think the first item on our agenda, and there was no public comments. I just need to make that as a record. All right, Mr. Davis. Grinson?
Mr. Chairman, I have no further business to come before the board tonight, but I would ask for a motion that we recess until Tuesday morning, May 19, 2020, at 10 a.m. for Commissioner's Budget Work Session, Dupin County Administrative Building, located at 224 Seminary Street in Kingsville.
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion second to recess until tomorrow morning, which is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, at 10 o'clock here in this location. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against. We will be in recess at this time.